A cool rain is falling while about a dozen people, many of them kids with dogs in tow, pile into an unassuming squat brick building on the west side of Chicago. It's Saturday around noon, and the weekly pit bull training class here in the Austin neighborhood is about to start. 14-year-old Terrence Murphy keeps his gray and white pit bull close by. He stops every once in a while to stare at the dog, lovingly. Speaking after the class, Murphy says his relationship with dogs wasn't always like this.
I used to fight dogs. When I was 8, me and my cousins, we used to go in an abandoned house and we used to fight dogs just for the fun of it.
Murphy's been bringing Cookie Monster here for about 8 months. And before that, he brought another dog named Elmo.
We used to fight dogs, and the ones that was most injuries, we used to just hang them and kill them, beat it to death, set it on fire, drown it, all of that unhumane stuff. The guys that be on the block, they used to go in abandoned houses and fight dogs. And me and my cousin used to go in there and watch them. So we thought it was cool, so then we started getting dogs and started fighting dogs.
Murphy says since he started coming to training, his grades have gotten better, and he's trying harder. He says he likes how Cookie Monster respects him. Another former dog fighter named Anthony Pickett has an idea why Murphy and the other young people are benefiting from the training. Pickett's job with the End Dog Fighting Campaign is to travel the neighborhood recruiting former dog fighters and at-risk dog owners for the pit bull training program. It's a tough job since many of the fighters are making money and are suspicious he's with the police. He says it wasn't the money that sucked him into the life.
I always had good dogs, big dogs, pretty dogs, and everybody wanted me to see if they could fight them, so I ended up doing it just for the challenge.
Pickett says he gave up dog fighting after he agreed to fight a dog named White Boy, a dog his kids loved.
He won, but he came out real bloody. I couldn't take him back home to the girls. And they asked about this dog for a month, almost 2 months, but I had to hide him and sew him back up. That stopped me right in my tracks. I didn't want to hurt my kids. That was their favorite dog.
Pickett says White Boy wasn't what he used to be after the fight.
His ear was damaged, around his face was damaged, his tail was kind of almost broke off from the fight because everything happened in the fight. Eyes get gouged out, ears get torn off, legs, dog can come out looking like he's been in a war within 10 minutes of a fight.
Pickett says Michael Vick's high-profile dog fighting brought the gruesome sport to light, but it's still happening in the backyards and basements of the neighborhood. The End Dog Fighting Campaign's approach includes more than just dog training. Sandy Delisle is the coordinator of End Dog Fighting Chicago and manager of Urban Outreach and Humane Education.
We also have an 8-week anti-dogfighting curriculum that we do in conjunction with the Chicago Public Schools. And we also work with law enforcement. We have a rewards program whereby people can call in and report dogfighting anonymously, and they can be entitled up to a $5,000 reward if it leads to the arrest and conviction of a dogfighter.
T.O. Hardiman knows what it's like. He grew up in the projects on the west side of Chicago and helped set up the End Dogfighting program about 5 years ago. He says a lot of young guys who came to the early trainings didn't have proper leashes and food and didn't know how to really deal with their dogs. What started as a training and community outreach program in Chicago's Austin neighborhood now includes two other training sites in Chicago and ones in Atlanta and Philadelphia. Hardiman says about 40% of the 200 or so participants at two Chicago centers were actively involved in dog fighting. Hardiman says he got into this field after noticing many of the guys he worked with doing violence prevention work on the streets of Chicago toted around malnourished and injured pit bulls.
A lot of things go on in the neighborhood. You know, people sell narcotics, people shoot one another, and they fight dogs, and you got prostitution going on, and you name it, alcoholism, drug addiction. So it's just a part of everyday life in the ghetto.
Hardiman says Michael Vick represents a lot of young people across the country who are growing up in a culture of violence.
He's giving his testimony to young men and women across America and educating these young guys. Say, look, I fell from a high place in society, and you normally don't get a second chance.
Hardiman says there's a connection between fighting pit bulls and struggling to live in a violent society. He says keeping guys out of the world of dogfighting is good for them, their dogs, their families, and the rest of the community.
Now, this guy is making sure his dog gets his shots. He's making sure the dog is eating a balanced diet. You know, all these things are very important. These guys are making sure they get the dogs the proper exercise. It opens up a world of opportunity for these young men.
Hardiman says there are three levels of dogfighting. The hobbyists, who might fight their dogs for $100 to see if their animal has the fight in them. Dog owners who could make from $500 to $1,500, fighting their dogs in garages, backyards, and basements. And high-level dogfighting operations similar to what Michael Vick was involved in that involve big money. Hardiman says the End Dogfighting campaign is focused on people in the lower levels as well as dog owners at risk of getting into fighting.
All right, listen up. Listen up, guys. We got a room full today, which is great.
Back at the training class, Jeff Jenkins, the lead trainer for the End Dogfighting campaign Pit Bull training team, is laying out the ground rules.
Rule number one, no hitting, kicking, or screaming, yelling at your dog. Rule number two, both hands on the leash at all times.
Jenkins goes on to warn participants not to let the dogs interact with each other. He has a firm but friendly approach. Still, as the class begins, with so many people and their barking, squirming dogs filling up the small room, it feels like things aren't far from total canine chaos. The dog owners, mostly young kids, are lined up along the walls, dogs at their sides, listening to Jenkins. Orange cones and some hurdles for the dogs to jump over are set up around the room. Jenkins starts leading the group through basic skills.
You come around the cone, and then you're going to go right back to the box, nice clean sit, and treat and praise, okay? Cookie Monster, let's see it.
Terrence Murphy leads Cookie Monster through the routine with ease. Murphy's proud of the dog, and Jenkins is proud of both of them.
He's an 8-month-old puppy, guys. And look at the focus he's getting. Ears are up, tail's up, wagging, he's excited.
Jenkins has been doing the work for about 4 years and says it's never dull.
The biggest challenge initially is engaging the young men, getting them to buy in. You know, these young men come from communities that are horribly underserved, underfunded. So to get them to take time out of their struggle to survive to engage their dog in a productive, positive way is a challenge.
Jenkins says the campaign to end dogfighting isn't just an animal welfare campaign. It's a human welfare campaign, too.
All the skills that they learn in here are applicable to any real-life situation. We know firsthand the young men who are involved in our program, if they start to excel in here, they generally start to excel in life across the board, in school, dealing with their friends outside.
Standing outside the training center with his dog at his side, Harry Cannon says there's a simple reason he brings his 2-year-old Pit to training.
If she's tired, she's more calm and listening. But if she ain't been worked out all day, she'll be more active. So I like to see my dog doing good and obedience. I don't like her wild. Whenever I had to fight dogs, I used to breed her, but now since I started coming to class, it's more about performance.
I'm Elizabeth Fiedler, WHYY News.